Hey, what's good, people? Thank you for listening to another episode of the Day Peace Talk podcast. This is a solo episode, and sorry to put it out so late. It's Thursday night. I just got back from Omaha, Nebraska. I was doing a Wednesday show headlining at Barrel and Vine. Excellent show, but that's not where I want to start off with. I want to start off with a not-so-excellent show that I had this past Saturday, and I just kind of want to update you guys on how things have been going. You know, like I had somebody recently tell me, like, "Day, you've been traveling a lot, and congratulations to you." And I'm like, "Nigga, this is what I got to do. This is just where I'm at in my career, or this is at least how I self-evaluate. I'm looking at where I am and where I want to be, and part of that is getting in the car and driving, or catching a flight and going to a new city, a new state, and working the magic." So, you know, in recent weeks, Vegas and Arizona, I went to Arkansas, and upcoming, I'm going back to Arizona, which, listen, if you are in Arizona, I need you to come to this show. I'll be headlining for the first time at Tempe Improv. It's a produced show by Bobby Johnson, DJ Mellow B. It's on a Wednesday night, but if you can make it, I hope you can. It's a sort of major show for me, and I haven't really took the time to like properly promote it, because honestly, I've just been working on what I have in front of me. That's the gift and the curse, right? Like, you want to be working more, you want to be more active. But at the same time, it's hard for me to like look months ahead and in advance, whereas like I still got to work on today and tomorrow's show. And I just got back from Trafalgar, Indiana, which is a total about 9-hour drive for me. And I drove there on a Saturday. I stayed in Indianapolis. So this small town of about 1,500 people is about 40 minutes, about 20 miles or so, I think, south of Indianapolis. That's where I stayed. And so I drove 8 hours to Indianapolis, drove an additional 40 to the show, did the show, then drove back to my hotel. And then the next day, drove home. And the reason why I want to start with this show is because it was one of those shows where I thought it went okay. Like, sometimes, you know, my mother-in-law, she's very notorious for like, "Hey, how did the show go?" And, you know, sometimes I go into detail, sometimes I don't, but, you know, it was an okay show. I made money. It was a 9-hour drive. Was it worth the drive? I got to say yes. And it wasn't my finest hour. Like, I did an hour, and I'd say out of that hour, 45 of it was pretty great or really good. And then sometimes I'm just hard on myself where, like, if I have a really good set, I'm like, really good is just not good enough. Like, it's got to be great every time. I had a joke that bombed, which bothered me because it was a joke that normally does well. And then I did a joke that was, you know, like, maybe a little too dirty. Sometimes when I do these bar shows, I lean in a little too heavy on like the swearing and the material, and you know, then I was doing crowd work that was going great, and then I just like hit a brick wall. It was one of those situations where like I did crowd work and it was going well, but I kind of squeezed all the juice out of it, so it was like nowhere else to go. And for all intents and purposes, I thought we did a good job, left, and then we got a bad review. And I don't have any of the specifics. Like, no one said, "Hey, this is what we didn't like," or "This is what we had issues with." But sometimes that's the job. You know, like, I can please a majority of the crowd, but if I don't please the owner or the staff or, you know, someone very specific, then it kind of gets back where we were unsatisfied or we weren't happy with the product that we received. And obviously comedy is all objective. And one of the things that I got, like, I had at least three different people say, hey, maybe they're not used to your kind of comedy. which is kind of a nice way to say like all that black talk, you know, race related or, you know, your POV, we're not familiar with. So, you know, don't bring that shit around here. Whatever it is, it's like, okay. And I brush it off, but I literally was thinking about it. And then I had a show last night in Omaha. So we had a smaller crowd. You know, the show that I did in Indiana was almost sold out with the exception of two tables. This show, like the room can fit about 200 people. I think we only had like 50 something. And they were spread out. So it was like huge gaps. Like there was like an empty front row. And then like the center was pretty open. And but it was a well-produced show. Like, you know, we had a stage and lights and, you know, things that you grow to expect at a comedy show. And I had a really good set. Like, I think I almost overcompensated because of my show on Saturday. Everything was working. Like, the energy was great from the beginning. My tags were, like, sometimes I do jokes and I forget the tag or I forget the additional part to it. Like, I remembered all of them. I did ad-libs and all those work. Like, it was just one of those, like, okay, relax. I'm good. And sometimes you do shows where your confidence takes a hit and you have this like, am I as good as I think I am? Or, you know, am I at a point where I can't have no more bad show than, and they just don't go away. And like I said, I didn't think I had a bad show on Saturday, but in somebody's eyes, I did. And I'm sure, and I explain this to people all the time, like, hey, who do you think about this comic? Or do you like this comic and their style? And comedy's so objective. Like, there are some people that do not like me at all as a comic. And there are some people that love me. I'm really at peace with the majority. If I do a show of 300 people and Halle Berry is in the crowd, right? And like 299 people love me and Holly's like, yeah. I'm okay with that. Like, it's fine. Now, if Holly's like, hey, I would like to give you money or throw you a titty or something, you know, then I'd be like, oh, man, I didn't please Halle Berry. Like, then it would matter a little bit more. But I don't know. Last night was just one of those shows where I was like, okay, just relax, you know. And I think that's a good message for anybody out there that's listening. Like, if you didn't hand in the report on time or you had that conference call where you just relax, you know, like it's not the end of the world. And if you have an opportunity to do better next time, do better next time. And, you know, the Indiana show, again, even though it was only a few days ago, so in a distant rear view, because this is a, you know, I don't know. We talked about Ted Lasso a lot. There's a quote about be a goldfish, you know, have a memory of a goldfish where you just move on. And as great as last night was, as much as I enjoyed that show, I still have to be a goldfish. I still have to be like, oh, it was a great show. Did well, regained my confidence, made me like feel like, okay, you know, maybe I just need to, you know, not be so hard on myself. And, you know, I got a show tomorrow. So I move on to tomorrow. And then after that, I'm back in Des Moines for a Juneteenth show. Then I'm in Illinois, Springfield. And then again, back in Arizona. So let me pay some bills. I want to give some love to my sponsors. We'll start with Raw Supreme Clientele and Albert Lee. A gentleman by the name of Rahu is a master barber. He's a fadeologist. He's been cutting my hair now for, I don't know, over 5 years. Cuts both of my son's hairs. Like, he's great at what he does. And he's been a huge supporter of mine. We actually got in a debate the other day at the barbershop of how many of my t-shirts does he own. You know, like that's a dope debate to have. Shout out to Joshua Masson at Robot Popcorn Productions. This man is a wizard when it comes to camera work, and he's got some fancy gadgets and equipment, and he's just been rocking with me for a long time, and I appreciate that guy. So shout out to that young man. Obviously, my one of my best friends, Shanora Shamima, the Underwire Slayer, who is just changing women's lives with her product. Shout out to her. Angelina Perez, who she shared my most recent episode, and she was just in Miami, Florida, rocking a Day P shirt. And she's like, hey, I'm in Miami. showing you love. And that shit is like, you know, I was driving back from Indiana actually at the time, and I was like emotional about it, you know, because people don't realize it's the simple shit. You know, it's the shares. It's the, hey, I got, you know, you should come to come check him out. He's really funny. Or, hey, have you heard his album? Go buy it. Like shit like that. You know, the biggest news that was happening in the world of comedy was the Matt Reef thing, the crazy attractive young man who is getting ready to start a world tour. I met him a few years back in Flagstaff, Arizona at a comedy festival. And cool dude, and kudos to him. But there was like this, I mean, I can't think of a better word than jealousy of pretty much less attractive and less talented and funny comedians. And it's not like it was a ton of them, right? It wasn't like, you know, half the community. It was just a few voices where it got a lot of comics like, and me personally, I'm like, look, either say congrats and work harder and shut the fuck up. Like those, that's your options. I feel like everybody, was like so insecure about where they are, where they're like, oh, he's not that funny. He's just super good looking, or he's not this, but he's got washboard abs. And so what? Like, that's our business, you know, super attractive people, or, you know, this, that, and the other definitely gives them a leg up. Okay. Work harder. Hey, what's happening? It's me, Dave Peace, comedian. I'm looking for sponsors to help be a part of either my Marital Talk Mondays or my solo episodes or my solo with guest episodes on Thursday. You can sponsor a bunch of different ways. If you have a business, I will read an ad or I give you a shout out. If you don't have a business, if you just want to be a part of the magic, which is what I call a comedy journey. If you want to be a part of the magic, you can donate, send me money, be an official sponsor of the Dave Peace Talk podcast. Anything is appreciated. Everything is appreciated. And I'll talk to you soon. Peace.